Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Where is time going? We are in the second day of summer, 2024. And I'm going to cover Zelensky in Ukraine. Things have changed. The worm has turned, so to speak, for Zelensky. And the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service has stated that it suspects that the United States will be looking to get rid of Zelensky soon, finding that he's outlived his usefulness. This is from the international news. An increasing number of Ukrainians are turning against Zelensky. There's no chance to win the war. And the so-called international community, according to him, Zelensky is finding himself without allies, with no escape from the hell he created for his country. According to the pro-Ukrainian Kiev International Institute of Sociology, a small number of Ukrainians still say they support Zelensky. The number has dropped from 77% in September to 56% in May of this year. Vladimir Zelensky is a Nazi. He has supported the Nazi element in Ukraine, and they have threatened Zelensky that should he do attempt to reconcile, to make peace, have dialogue with Vladimir Putin, he will be assassinated. And presently, there is so much negative internationally when he travels. Many of the international leaders, they avoid him. They don't unfriend him. But they don't necessarily, you know, it's not an embrace. They are not embracing him. They're actually keeping a distance. So then with Medvedev of Russia has talked about assassination attempts on Zelensky. We've talked about this a year ago. When this is over, when this war is completed, Zelensky already is buying million-dollar homes in Florida. I think he has another small palace in Mexico. So Zelensky is probably not long for this world. Also, Ukrainian sources are stating that they're having to spin, you know, news concerning Zelensky, and they are doing what they can to endorse him. But still, as the situation gets worse within his armed forces, the armed forces are his approval rating with the armed forces is dropping. Ukrainians are without electricity 80% of the day, rolling blackouts in the major cities as they're being bombed. Infrastructure is being bombed. They've lost over 600,000. This is what is documented. 600,000 men dead, 1 million wounded that will not be able to return to the front. I'm trying to find the name of the individual who stated that Zelensky is a dead man walking. It's only a matter of time now before he's no longer useful to the United States, and they will throw him under the train. This is the way it works with the CIA in this country. The United States has a long history of supporting and then abandoning allies once they once we're their usefulness has concluded. So that's where I wanted to begin with Zelensky, because the war in Russia. Russia is now, you're going to see in the next short time before the summer is over, Russia is going to begin to change strategy in Ukraine. The war against NATO nations / empire is escalating. More threat of nuclear attacks. In the Beijing Olympics, Vladimir Putin, there was a partnership with China. Now Vladimir Putin has a relationship and a new partnership with North Korea. Why North Korea at this time? Because Russia is going to assist China in China's objective to invade Taiwan, to occupy, to control what happens in Taiwan, just like they're controlling what is happening in Hong Kong. China has a long-term strategy. Taiwan, Vietnam, Cambodia. India is the buffer. China would like to move further south into the along the coast, and China would like to expand into the Philippines. India, China, Russia worked together in the BRICS system of nations trading economically. But India sleeps with one eye open when it comes to China. Because China, the ambitious Xi Jinping, must be watched like a hawk, because he plans to expand in Asia. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is tebotclub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, tebotclub.com.
Okay, we'll jump from Russia. Let's drop down to what's happening in Israel. Israel, there's an article out of WorldNet Daily. Israeli military spokesman breaks with Netanyahu, says Hamas can't be fully destroyed. The Israeli military appeared to break with government on Wednesday, claiming that Hamas could not be fully defeated. Israel's been at war with Hamas since October 7th. And 22 of the 24 battalions in Gaza have been eliminated. And spokesman Daniel Hagari said Wednesday that Hamas is an idea that cannot be fully destroyed. I would agree. I would agree with him. You can't destroy the philosophy or the hatred with Hamas. Hamas, in the book of Genesis, in the time of Noah, there was violence on the earth at that time, as it was in the book of Genesis at the time of Noah. Christ said it will happen exactly the same in the decade before he returns. Hamas would be the condition internationally. Violence. Violence. You cannot take this hatred and the violent nature of these jihadists out of them. You can imprison them. You can spend millions of dollars trying to psychologically rehabilitate them. They will not be rehabilitated. They can't be. I'll give you an example. These serial murders, the rapist murderers that torture, rape, maim, kill their victims. There's something in their soul that goes so deep into their psyche, into their soul, into who they are. It's like a worm. Christ even refers to it. Their worm goes deep. And that worm cannot be removed, meaning that what they are in their soul, in their mind, in their emotion, in their will, these psychiatrists in the prisons that work with these psychopaths that are in prison, and they are able to tell all the traits of the psychopaths in prison. They understand their personalities. And these individuals, they look at people in power and they see the same traits. Government officials in this country, the same traits, psychopathic, sociopathic traits, narcissists, egotists, evil, going back to the psychiatrists, they realize that these people can be behind bars for 60 years and you can let them out, and that worm is so deep, that driving sadistic force, that animal instinct is so deep that they will once again begin to commit the crimes they committed before they were incarcerated initially. The comment that they don't like to publicly state, but they agree. These people can't be rehabilitated. You need to just take them out and execute them. Well, with this type of hatred internationally, and especially in Islam, not only Islam, in pure Satanism, or what the Eyes Wide Shut Satanists would call pure Satanism. It's a religion of continued sacrifice, torture, from the time you're a child to the time you die. Without God's help, these children that are born into generational Satanism do exactly what their parents do. What their parents did, they will do it to their children. And their children and their grandchildren will be patterned to do what the great, 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 going back 20 generations have done. So I agree that you can't take this violence out of these people. You can't. Unless God is merciful. Netanyahu is determined to take the jihadists in the military and their leaders. He is operations to hunt them down, find them, and if they don't surrender, then they would become casualties of war. So, completing this poll, entities in the World Net Daily, what we can do is grow something different, something to replace it. The politicians will decide who will replace Hamas, Hagari said. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office appeared to reject Harari's comments. Harari, you can change the name from Hamas to peace lovers. It won't do anything in the hearts of these people. They have been patterned for thousands of years. Muhammad bring this violent religion into the world? It's a fairly new religion. They take principles out of the Old Testament and they rewrite the Old Testament. They use the principles. They use the term prophets. They use the term, Allah for God. Netanyahu says that on Wednesday, he said, the country is still fully committed to destroying violence, Hamas. The security cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Netanyahu, defined the destruction of Hamas military and government capabilities as one of the goals of the war. The IDF is, of course, committed to this. The IDF said in response that Hagari was talking about the elimination of Hamas as an idea and ideology, and the notion that he was speaking otherwise would be taking the quote out of context. The incident underscores the growing rift between Israeli forces and the country's government. Netanyahu criticized the IDF last week for holding tactical pauses along a major road in Gaza so that humanitarian aid could be delivered to the region. The IDF's leadership believes that Hamas can only be defeated entirely if Israel appoints a new governing body to oversee the Gaza. No. The only one that is going to finish this war is Benjamin Netanyahu. Anyone else that they put in, and the Israeli government is being heavily influenced in the political world by the CIA. The United States wants to topple, would like to see Benjamin Netanyahu disappear from politics once and for all. Benjamin Netanyahu eventually realized he cannot depend on America to protect Israel and the citizens of Israel in the future. It's always politics. In 1946, when Israel began its war against the Arabs in the Middle East, some of the Jewish leaders, Ben-Gurion, etc., believed that they could politically put an end to the war. We will negotiate, we will talk, we will hold meetings, work with England, work with the U.S., work with the Palestinians, or the Arabs. Not Palestinians, Arabs. They were wrong. And Israeli Prime Minister, eventually the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin, he did the peace treaty with Jimmy Carter and Anwar Sadat. I have Netanyahu on my mind. I can see his face. I'll think of his name in a second. But he told the Jewish armies, the Jewish people, and he told Ben-Gurion and all these people that wanted to diplomatically work it out. He told them, you won't work it out diplomatically. These people won't negotiate. You will have to win the battle on the battlefield, not in chambers. And he was correct. Netanyahu, you can't use the United States, the UN, United Nations Security Council, the Arab states, Egypt, Qatar, Russia. You won't be able to bring the Hamas leaders and talk sense into them. The hatred goes too deep. This war in Gaza is a war with family and enemies going back 3,700 years. It will continue to Armageddon. But in the meantime, Benjamin Netanyahu, like I stated last week, he can beat the terrorists, the jihad, and the Hezbollah, and all of the other terrorists in the region, and he will. But he will not be able, he will not have any victory against the political leaders in Israel. When this war is over, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be outcast. There'll be no, thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Thank you for what you've done for Israel. There won't be any of that. All there's going to be is he's going to be ousted because this Israeli government wants to go a different direction in the future. They want somebody else to fight their wars in the future, and that person, that nation that is going through, that they want to fight the wars in the coming years, is America. Big mistake. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth podcast, or well, actually, program is streamed. I'll tell you when I get back.
Hey, everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, my new program. Well, actually, it's not a new program. The Present Truth program I started in September 2021. But now I'm streaming 2 hours a day on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On Sunday, I also stream 10 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And also on the radio station, we have the KHNC radio. We are at the studio for KHNC, and we stream also from the studio. But the towers are north of Johnstown. So on Sunday from 11 to 1, I'm live on the KHNC station, which streaming also on KHNC.com. And also, we throw the program to AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, 11 to 1 on Sunday. And then Monday through Friday, again, not on the towers, but on streaming on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts are on both sites. And starting, in about 9 days, both hours will be streamed. I know for sure on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, and I also believe on the KHNC.com website to the Present Truth site. Benjamin Netanyahu, the children of Israel, when he wins these battles, when he takes out Hamas, he destroys Hezbollah. When he takes the enemies out in the West Bank, inside the nation, when he destroys Damascus and the terrorist groups in Syria, when he is finished with the armies that are going to begin operations against Israel coming out of present-day Jordan, Netanyahu is going to be victorious. There's going to be some battles against Saudi Arabia down south. When he's completed this war, it's a group, a swarm of wars in the region, within and without Israel. I guarantee you, I'm pretty sure, he is not going to be appreciated. In Israel, you have the politicians who were eager, hoping to be part of the new world order of the West. They wanted to be involved in world hegemony with empire. Netanyahu realized that if these terrorists weren't eliminated in the surrounding area, the Jewish people would not have a chance in the future. There's a prophecy in Psalm 83. It's a complete prophecy. It's a prophecy about the Gaza War, the war in West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, and present-day Jordan. And the psalmist stated that the objective of all the enemies that were conspiring against God and the Jewish people, it says clearly that the objective was to genocide the Jewish people, to genocide them, disappear them, eliminate, number one, the hatred of God himself. Number one, the hatred of God. Number two, the genocide against the Jewish people. Number three, ethnic cleansing. Israel, the name of Israel is to be erased from the history books. You erase the name of Israel, you erase the temple, you erase the stories of Moses in Egypt of Abraham and his son Isaac and his son Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. Ethnic cleansing means you basically wipe out the whole Bible. You wipe out references to Christ as God, as a Son of Man, as Messiah, as a healer, as the one who is called the Prince of Peace, as the one who is at war with Lucifer and the angels that rebelled with Lucifer. Ethnic cleansing. This is what it states in Psalm 83. And here, the Hamas News Network and outlets are stating that Israel is the one committing genocide. Israel is the one committing ethnic cleansing. And that is just the opposite. Israel is fighting for its existence. Netanyahu, he woke up and he realized if this war, if there is a halt to this conflict, the hatred against Israel at this present time, if there is a stalling of this conflict for 2 years, the United Nations, the United Nations Security Council, Russia, America, Arab nations, China, the whole world will come to the aid immediately of these terrorists, of the jihadists who intend to, they don't want to just take over Israel, they want the world, the whole world. That's the objective of Islam, the whole world. China wants the whole world. Islam wants the whole world. The United States wants the whole world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
The Present Truth Program, what is the present truth? Again, Monday through Friday on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts will also be the first hour on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com at 6 p.m. from the towers here at Johnstown's KHNC station. One of the 2 hours will be played at 6 p.m. on AM Radio KHNC, Johnstown, Colorado, and also the streaming at that time. You'll be able to hear the program streamed live at 6 p.m. also. Now, I want to continue with Benjamin Netanyahu. This is very important because in Psalm 83, this war began on October 7th, 2023. It had a beginning. It had a birth date. It is the fulfillment of the Psalm 83 war, with all of the family members of Israel and the neighbors that have always been antagonistic to Israel. It's the beginning of their judgments. Judgments that occur together. They are being punished together. It talks about their specific crimes against Israel, all these family members. Example, Abraham had a nephew whose name was Lot. Remember Lot, who was in the area of Sodom and Gomorrah? And the angels had to take Lot and his family out away from the destruction to come. Lot had two daughters, and he had a child through the older daughter that was named Moab. He had a younger daughter named Ammon, and he had these grandsons, or these sons, actually. Well, Ammon lives in northern Jordan. Moab lives in central Jordan. Jacob had a brother, Esau. Esau and family lived in southern Jordan, down by Aqaba. Abraham had a son, Ishmael, before having Isaac. Ishmael lives in Saudi Arabia. There were other children through Hagar who became, she was an Egyptian. You have Egypt involved. You had enemies along the coast, the Philistines, which is present-day Gaza. You had enemies in Tyre, up in Lebanon. They are foreign enemies. You had enemies in Syria, families, especially in Damascus. So this is an ancient hatred of Israel and the children of Israel. And in specific prophecies throughout the book of Zephaniah, Amos, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, God said to each of these family members and nations that have afflicted Israel for 3,700 years, God made a promise to each one of them through the prophets that you're going to be punished for stealing the children of Israel, for taking them, sending them to other nations as slaves, for murdering them, for killing babies in the womb, for all these atrocities, for making them slaves, for your hatred toward them. And there will come a time, God says, where Yahweh says, I will punish each of these enemies. And Psalm 83 is the punishment of all of these enemies of Israel that have afflicted Israel for all these 3,700 years. It's the punishment God waited till the time, till the present time, because now the whole world can see it through our media. The whole world can see the punishment and God's promises being fulfilled to these nations and family members. But in all of the prophecies, God did say that with these peoples, for the most part, for the big portion of these peoples, God would have, he would protect the women and the children, those who come to war with Israel would die on the battlefield, but God would save those. There would be some of each group that belonged to him that he would save and protect. And he is doing it. This is a punishment of God on all of these peoples in the surrounding area. It'll be kept off when Damascus is destroyed. And that will basically be the conclusion of Netanyahu's war. Then comes a bigger war, a war with Russia, Iran, Turkey, Azerbaijan, and possibly military out of Ukraine. As odd as it may seem, God wants the whole world to know that what he says he will do to people that attack his people, Israel, he's good to his word. Eventually, Russia and Iran, these nations are going to be punished. Islam is going to be continued, it will continue to be punished, especially at Armageddon, and the United States also. We will turn on the Jewish people. This government will, the government that is coming after Trump leaves office, will especially be brutal toward Israel. Rick Rodriguez, the President.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
This concludes the first hour of today's Present Truth program. The second hour is going to resume in a few minutes. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com and also here on the two-hour program Monday through Friday, americasfreedomnetwork.com. Tell your friends. I think they would want to be interested in who Netanyahu is, why the war is taking place. It's a prophecy written 3,700 years ago. I'm sorry, 3,000 years ago. And it began on October 7th, 2023. Principles in the Bible. When prophecy is being fulfilled, the nations should pay attention. Messiah came as a babe in a manger, and the religious world of the time wasn't interested. The king, Herod, wasn't interested till later. But people in Babylon, these magi, they were interested, and they traveled in the pleasant time of the year, not in the heat of summer, not in the cold of winter. They traveled in a pleasant time of year to visit the babe in a manger to bring gifts. We are watching prophecy fulfilled daily. Russia is in the Bible. America is in the Bible, as well as Israel, Iran, China. We're in, I believe, I am convinced to my Bible, my study, and to looking at the events, a new world order, a beast who is going to lead this country in the future, and a cashless system. All these things are right. We watch them on the news daily. We should pay attention. I say Psalm 83 war began on October 7th, 2023. We should pay attention. I'm going to be back. And continue in the second hour in a few minutes. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Present Truth Program, Rick Rodriguez. Join me Sunday, 10 to 1.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including AR.